Unfortunately, Chopper can't attend this afternoon, so at the last minute, Alex Snowden's standing in for her. Alex is on the PSC executive. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much, Pam. Thank you. Covering from Ellis at the moment, so very croaky, so thank goodness I got the microphone. I was going to be speaking in the second session, but I'm quite happy to sort of round off the speeches in this first session. I'm looking forward to the discussion that we have as well. We have a government in this country that has loyally backed Israel in its genocide since October. And we've had governments for decades that have loyally supported Israel in its occupation and colonial policies. We also disgracefully have a Labour leadership that is just as committed to the British state, to Israel's genocide, and to Washington foreign policy as the Tories are. And that is creating a massive political crisis in this country. A crisis of representation, where the views of the great majority of people are not reflected in Westminster, never mind in Downing Street, and the politicians do not speak for us. And as Fran referred to earlier, what happened in Westminster recently was a farce and a disgrace. The role of Keir Starmer and the Labour front bench and the role of the Speaker of the House of Commons were disgraceful. And disgracefully, it was not possible for there to be a clear vote on a ceasefire. Now, where the real democracy is coming from is not from Westminster, but from our movement. It's the massive national demonstrations, the 10th of which will be taking place next Saturday, that are the real democracy, asserting our right to protest at the same time as expressing solidarity with the Palestinians and opposing our government's policies. Our duty in this country, above all, is to put massive political pressure on our government. And for 5 months, we have built one of the most extraordinary, sustained movements of mass protest that this country has ever seen, by building a movement as big and as broad as possible, reaching into every community, every workplace, every university, to build a mass movement that unites around a single demand, which is that we need an immediate ceasefire. Ceasefire now, not this phony rhetoric of a humanitarian pause, or when they talk about a sustainable ceasefire, which means no ceasefire at all. So Sunak made his disgraceful speech on Friday, and I want to say one or two things about this. The reason he made that speech was not from a position of strength, but from extreme weakness. Because the views that he represents in supporting Israel's genocide are very much the views of a small minority, and masses of people have mobilised against his politics. So all they have left is authoritarianism. All they have left is ramping up the attacks on our democratic rights. All they have left is Islamophobia and division. They cannot defend what Israel is doing on any kind of humane or rational basis, so they attack. They attack our movement. They brand us as extremists, when the real extremists are those in Downing Street and the cheerleaders and the enablers for the killing of 30,000 Palestinians. They are not just the extremists. And above all, it's those huge national demonstrations that terrify them, which is why I invite everyone to get on the coach we have from Newcastle next Saturday morning, to travel to London for what, as I say, will be the 10th huge national demonstration. And I know there are already people who weren't planning to go, who are now planning to do so, precisely because of their disgust at what this government is doing to brandish our protests as part of the problem. and to defend our right to protest, there is nothing more effective than having mass demonstrations and making it clear and making it visible through what we do that we will not be smeared, we will not be demonised, and we will not be intimidated. And when they say that we've protested quite enough, you've had your say, you've been doing this for months, the police say this, the politicians say this, the media say this, right, you can go home now, you've had your say. As long as the genocide continues, and as long as we have a government that enables that genocide, we will continue to protest. We don't protest to have our say, we protest to stop this from happening. We protest to make a difference, to bring peace, not war. And not only that, but in the longer term, there will only be a sustainable peace if there is sustainable justice. And when people like Starmer talk about a sustainable ceasefire, this is not what he means. He's putting the onus on the Palestinians. So we say in response, the only way to have peace is through justice and freedom and equality for the Palestinians. And I'll finish with this. Coming back to things that a number of speakers have already said about what Israel is doing and the long-term oppression of Palestinians. That means an end to the siege of Gaza and the war on Gaza. But it also means equality for the Palestinians who are the second-class citizens in Israel. It means an end to the occupation of not just Gaza but the West Bank, and an end to the annexation of Jerusalem. And it means, as Noel referred to, the most fundamental right of the Palestinians, the most important historic right of the Palestinian liberation struggle, which is the right of return to Palestine. To undo the horrors that were created by the ethnic cleansing of Palestine in 1948, the Nakba, we are now seeing a second Nakba, and our response in this country is that we have a duty to build that mass movement, not so we have our say, not so we've done our bit, but until we win, until we support the Palestinians in winning their struggle for justice. Thank you.